Good morning, and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Sunday, March 24th. On today's show, the Liberal Democratic Party plans to impose disciplinary measures on four members of the Abe faction for unfair treatment in the elections. Plus, the Turkish Permanent Representative to the United Nations, Mr. Önal, delivers an important speech. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a political fundraising scandal in Japan, where the Liberal Democratic Party, or LDP, is reportedly considering disciplinary action against four members. The party is said to be considering a punishment of non-recognition in elections, or even stricter measures. This comes after these four members attended a meeting discussing the return of funds. Celeste, our correspondent for Simply Politics from China, is here to shed more light on this. Can you tell us more about these four members and the issue at hand?
Certainly, David. The four members in question are former Minister of Education, Culture, Sports, Science, and Technology, Hayashiya Tatsu, former Chairman of the Policy Research Council, Shimomura Hakubun, former Minister of Economy, Trade, and Industry, Nishimura Yasutoshi, and former Secretary General of the House of Counselors, Seiko Hiroshige. They all attended a meeting in April 2022, where then-faction leader and former Prime Minister Abe Shinzo instructed to stop the return of funds. After Abe's death in August of the same year, they gathered again to discuss the matter.
And what exactly is the non-recognition in elections punishment?
Non-recognition in elections is a disciplinary measure that means the party will not officially recognize the individual as a candidate in elections. It's considered a serious punishment, ranking fourth out of eight levels of disciplinary actions based on the party's disciplinary rules.
What has been the response of these four members to the allegations?
While all four have defended themselves at the political ethics review meetings of both the House of Representatives and the House of Counselors, their testimonies have been inconsistent, making it difficult to ascertain the exact process of reinstating the return of funds.
What are the next steps for the LDP in this matter?
The LDP's Secretary General, Motegi Toshimitsu, has stated that the party believes it is necessary to further confirm the facts. They hope to reach a conclusion as soon as possible on what political responsibility should be and clarify their position. It's expected that the party leadership will once again question the four members soon. And there are discussions about having Prime Minister Kishida Fumio, who is also the party president, participate in the questioning.
Thank you for the insights, Celeste. Moving from China to the international stage, let's discuss a recent address at a United Nations Security Council meeting. Turkey's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Sedat Önal, discussed the political and humanitarian situation in Syria. Abby, our correspondent for Simply Politics from China, is here to provide more details. Can you tell us more about Ambassador Önal's remarks?
Certainly, David. Ambassador Önal highlighted the deteriorating humanitarian, political, security, and economic situation in Syria, a country that has been in conflict for 13 years. He identified terrorism as the greatest threat to Syria's political unity, territorial integrity, and regional peace and stability.
And what solutions did Ambassador Önal propose to address these issues?
Ambassador Önal called for all parties to recognize that the key to sustainably resolving the Syrian conflict is to reach a nationwide consensus that aligns with the expectations of the Syrian people. He urged the international community to adjust its overall attitude to support this goal, ensuring active participation in complementary political, security, and humanitarian processes.
What about the issue of refugees?
Ambassador Önal emphasized the need for a change in attitude, particularly on three fundamental issues. One of these is the voluntary, safe, and dignified return of refugees, which he believes should be part of the conflict resolution process. He also called for an end to the error of shifting the struggle from one terrorist organization to another.
What was his stance on the so-called Syrian Democratic Forces?
Ambassador Önal was quite clear on this. He stated that the so-called Syrian Democratic Forces is a separatist organization, neither Syrian nor democratic, and is an extension of the PKK-YPG.
And what's Turkey's role in all of this?
Ambassador Önal stated that Turkey will continue to strive to maintain constructive contact with all parties to help ensure peace and stability in Syria.
Thank you for the insights, Abby. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.